and Simon Lamed Bey, Sif Nun Aleph. So the Mechaber says, in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph, Yitfer Shloisha Tviris Bechol Tzad. That there should be three Tviris Bechol Tzad, and Bechol Tzad means on the top and on the bottom. Bechuta Tvire Yia Soivev Mishtei Ruchais. And that's what it means, that it, Bechol Tzad, Bechol Tzad means on all four sides of the bayis. Bechut HaTzira Yesoivev Mishtei Ruchais. And the Chut HaTzira should go on both sides of the Titure, on the top of the Titure, and on the bottom of the Titure. The Yavir Chut HaTzira Ben Kol Bayis Ubayis. Now this is another aloche. I'd like to show the Olam exactly what he means. Yaver chut atvire ben kol bayis labayis. If one sees the bayis, so one will notice over here there's a chut that goes through between each bayis. This is the chut atvire ben bayis labayis. This is the chut atvira. There's a chut that goes, that separates, there's three chutim that separates the three batim. It's in the front and in the back. And this is what the Mechaber holds, l'chatchila, you should have this. We learned before that if you have, for the four batim, one big parsha, it's ma'akev. You need this chut atvira. Like this, l'chatchila, one should have it. And but yeah, it's good without it. But this is the chut atvira what we're talking about. This is the chut atvira.
This one
of these. These three. You have three on both sides, and it goes through. Yeah, and it goes through, and it separates between each bite.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. And it's the front and the back. It goes through and through. What?
Three,
that's it. That's the three. That's the chut atvira, and that should separate, and this chut goes through and separates the three batim. It goes underneath, yeah, then it goes underneath. So this is the chut atvira. Oh, this is something else. This is something. No, the this sticking out, that's from the seyah, That wraps around the parshias. That was six out of here. That's something else. Chut atvira, something else. It's still kosher, yeah. But once you know the chatchila, one should have it. That's what the machab, because the machab says samazai. The chut atvira, the yavir chut atvira being called by his labait. Miyu. So now the machab said chatchila, you need. Shalosh Tviris and should have 12 Tviris. He says, Me in the Yosef, Akyu Tviris, he made only 10 Tviris. Ipochas Misa, Ene Nifso. Fine. The Yesh Misha Oima, others hold, She Yud Beis Tviris Eilu, Yiu Bechut Echot. These 12 Tviris should be done with one Chut. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Miyu im, but he says, if he didn't make 12 Tviris, he only made 10 Tviris, so it's also kosher. V'chein, im lei hever chuta Tvire, ein ma'ake b'diyeva, that's what we're just speaking about. If he did not have a chuta Tvire, b'diyeva, it's not ma'ake. Fine. B'chut echot. Now he said that the chutim should be made b'chut echot. You should make it with one chut. The tvirish made one chut. Im nifsak, what happens if while in the process he's making the tviris of the bayis, and in the process of making the tviris the Torah. So now, what is the din? Yesh Oimrim, others hold, the Yochel, the Koshroi. So the Chalik, that Tor, I'll take, I'll make a knot with the chesed that tore off, and that's good. Others said it's in the process of making the tefillah in Torah, so that's giving me a message. That's giving me a message that this chut is a very weak chut, and that is why when you started making the tefillah in Torah, shekivin shenivsak b'shas ha-tefillah nikar shachut kolosh, it's a weak chut, and it is going to tear. So it's nothing. But what is, if the chut was short to begin with, that means that when you don't have enough chut, the reason is because the chut was too short, not that it tore off. The kosev aprime godim dimein lo yigidem achem. We have here a machloikis. The first case, a person started making the tefira, and all of a sudden the chutu. So the first day he holds. So I can be kosher it. And others hold, no, it's not good. So the Prima Godm says, B'shas ha-tchak, im ein lo yigidem achem yeshlismech ha-sfor rishayne, v'likshe chut shenifsak, and if you don't have another chut, you can be samech ha-kshire. V'cholzem nifsak be'emtza ha-tfire. That is, if in the process of sewing the bottom, the chut to the gitor, so we have a machloikis. Avrim nifsak acher atfire. Ayin lekaman semilamet gimel sif beis. Now, sif nun beis. Yachnis oritzue toich amabarte. He should put the ritzue in the mabarte. Yeah. V'yase kesher kemin dalet. Bishal roish. So the poshet pshat, as we will see, perhaps a different pshat, but here he gives a picture that you stick in the ritzua into the mabarte, and then you make a kesher like a dalet. You make a kesher like a dalet. That's what you should do. That's the pashtus loshem of the mechaber. Bishal roish, uchemin yud bishal yad, and by the shel yad, you make like a yud. This is like a yud. That means you're sticking out a regular yud, and this is a yud by the tefillin shel yad. So we have two ksharim. We have a kesher by the shel roish. We have a kesher by the shel roish that is like a dalet, and the kesher by the shel yad, which is like a yud. Now, what is the union of the Dalet and the Yud? Lahashlim oisiyes shakai imashin shebishal roish. So that means altogether we have here three oisiyes. On the bias of the shal roish we have a shin. On the kesher of the shal roish we have a Dalet. So roiv of the shem is already on the tulin shal roish. And on the shal yad we have a yud. So we have the shem shaka. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. The yase kesher, he should make a kesher. The kesher shel tefillin hu halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. The kesher shel tefillin is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. V'nireh. So this is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. We need a dalet, we need a yud. Is v'nireh shetzorech la'soisei l'shvo. So you have to make it lishmo. V'lo yaseil cotton, and the cotton shouldn't make it. Now this has got very important to know. Many times one wants to adjust the kesher of the shorosh. He grew more hair, so he has to make the kesher larger, or somehow the leather stretch. So now the two stretch, and now he has to make the kesher smaller. So when he's, so now he is changing the kesher, making it larger or smaller. So you have to say l'shem u'shas tefillin, l'shem mitzvah tefillin, because this is a deraisa. The kesher is a deraisa. He's making now a new kesher. So lemele, so there has to be l'shmo. He should say k'min dalet. He should make it like a dalet. V'yesh she'oisim kesher k'men stume. Others make a kesher like a mem stume. She'nire k'shnei dalsin mishnei stodim ragloi shelze b'tzad roishei shelze. Now, the mekubolim make such a kesher, and a mem stume means as follows. That means we have over here that there's a cholol in between, and we have over here a double dalet. We have a dalet, a normal dalet going this way, and we have another dalet going this way, and we have a space in between. This is a kesher that the Kabbalah made, and others make this kesher. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yeshoysim kesher kemem stume, shenira kishnei dalsin, mishnei tzodim, ragloi shelze, b'tzadroishoi shelze. V'ayim b'sefer tiferes arye, shehibi b'shem tshuva ma'ave, v'hiskimi miladine, de'lo oysim kesher shel dalet, mochuven yoysel ledine. It is preferable if you make a kesher that is like, you make a kesher that is like a dalit, not to make this mem stume. Now, I'd like to mention, there's another type of a kesher, and the Piskei Tshuva brings down just 1 second. A third type of a kesher that's like, it's not a mem stuma. A mem stuma would mean that there's a space in between, like a mem stuma. This is a third type of a kesher, and the Piskei Tshuva brings down that Reiv Poiskim hold that this is the proper kesher to make. This is the proper, it's like a box. This is it seems it's an easier kesher to make, and he brings down Reiv Poiskim held that this is the proper way to make the kesher. V'kan shoyel laben, in this case over here, where's your dalet? Where's the dalet? So it's very interesting. The dalet is not from the kesher. The dalet is from the two ritzuas. That means in this kesher you have one ritzua going vertically down. The other ritzuah is going horizontally. So the kesher is from the ritzuah, and the kesher, this box, is being mechaber, the two ritzuahs, but this is the dalet. So God is a shtikl stira in the Mishnah Berurah here in Simen Chav Zayin. He seems to hold that this is the proper kesher, and by us, he seems to say that the proper kesher is like a dalet. A kaponim, but that is the two ways we can make the kesher of the dalet by the shalosh, and apikabola, there is a inyan to make a mem stuma. Fine. Gam, now he says further, Gam lo yase kesher osi lishamit ona va'ona, a third din. The kesha has to be sturdy. That means it should not be a wobbly kesha that it very readily can make it shorter or longer. If it's not a sturdy kesha, it's called an anive. It's called a bow. It's not called a kesha. So mamela, that is possible. So that's why the poskim can say one has to make sure it should be tight. So if it'll be tight, so even if you want to change it, so it's not called, so it's called it's a kesha. Now you're making it shorter or longer, but al kaponim, it should be tight and it should not be loose. That's what he's saying over here. Further. Kosov Eliyo Rabbe. Maise be'echot shero acha chalitzes ha'tfilin shehuta ha'kesher shel yad. Now let us see what happened over here. Here is a picture like this. This is the way the kesher shel yad has to look. And we see that the means, so the yud, the gag of the yud is next to the bias, and the regal of the yud is sticking out of the bias. This is a proper, this is a yud. This is the yud over here, and this is how it should be. A person took off his tefillin, and he noticed that the regal of the yud slipped out of the kesha, and he looked at, this is what the case was, and he took off his tefillin. He sees he doesn't have a yud. He doesn't have a yud. That's what he noticed after he took off the tefillin. So it comes out that he was wearing tefillin shel yad without a yud. This he didn't have a yud. And the kesher of the tefillin is a deraisa. So now, what should he do? So now let's see again the lotion. Kosvi le-rabbe. After he took off his tefillin, shehuta rakesher shel yad. V'yireisi, so I paskin for him, lachzer l'nicha. He should fix the yud and put it back on again. V'likreis krishme, he should learn krishme, b'li broche. He should not make a new broche on the tefillin. V'amitzvah tefillin kol ha'yoyim. To wear tefillin the whole day, so you should put on tefillin alein krishme, ad kan l'shoyim. We'll come back to this in a minute. The time made l'shitas Rashi the svir leida yudu aloch l'maisha misinai. According to Rashi's shita, he wasn't yoytze. L'yotza adayin yidei ha-mitzvah, so maybe paskin he should put it back on again. But he shouldn't make a broche. He shouldn't make a broche on the tefillin. So I just like to mention the Ma'asav Kol HaMachnes brings a murdike kasha on this Eliyo Rabbe. The Eliyo Rabbe said there's a suffix was in Mekayim mitzvah tefillin. Maybe it wasn't Mekayim, he wasn't Mekayim. So you should put it back on again, but don't make a broch. So the Ma'asav Kol HaMachnes says he should zicha make a broch because I feel like he was Mekayim mitzvah tefillin. But when he took off the tefillin, he took off the tefillin, he was Messiah, he was finished, he was Messiah das from the tefillin. So now God, he sees that there was a problem with the kesher. But when he took off the tefillin, he took it off, Adaitai, to take off the tefillin. So I feel like the tefillin were kosher, the way it was, but he was Messiah das from the tefillin. So now he puts on the tefillin, Shezich make a broche. So he asks on this Eliyahu Rabbah why the Eliyahu Rabbah said you should put back on the tefillin but don't make a broch. Yeah. Okay, now let's go further in the Ramah. Hago v'noyagim, the minig is lahavir ur al habayi shel yad l'roichev azaroya v'yiroch boi k'roichev abayi. Fine. Now, this is something which this minig we don't have at all. We have something else instead, which is our minig. Now, the Ramah is telling us as follows. And the reason for this was we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Rosh said that the tefillin very readily become posel, the sleeves rub against it, and thus they readily become posel. So they used to take oil, They used to take a leather, and they made a leather that was that covered the bias and it protected the bias that the corner should not get rubbed out and other things. And they sewed it to the bias. They sewed it to the bias. But this, so this oil was that. That was the that was a minig. We'll see. We don't do it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Lahavir atam kvishi atulin shal yad l'simin oisam tachas habgodim. The tulin shal yad are put underneath the begodim u'misnadnidim and they shake v'nifsodim u'miskalkulim and they get ruined. L'chainogu lahavir atuazu aleim l'chaskot. Tach shabay l'arotzis l'inogu b'zed that we don't have such a minig. But that's what we do, that what they put the tick over the tefillin that we do, that accomplishes the same mechulin to protect the tefillin. Okay. Now let us finish the Ramah. V'layasa haksharim, v'la'acher sha'osa hashin mitfillin. He should not make the kshorim, that means if we want to make the shem shakai, so the shem should be made kesidrom. So first you make the bias, and you have a shin. Then you put in the ritzue, in the mabart of the shel rosh, and you make a dalet. V'achar kach yasa a dalet. And then you put in the ritzue, in the tefillin shel yad, and you make a yud. So the Shem Shakai should be made kesidra. That's what one should do. This is Alech Hatchila. One? No. But the Yud is on the Shel Yad, in the back of the dust is a Dalet. It's not a Reish, it's a Dalet. It doesn't, it's not round, it's squarish, more or less. It sticks over the regal. It looks like a dalet. Ela acher atzulay mekeinochem lechatrila. Yisrael mishehutar hakesher sharosh. What happened if later the kesher sharosh opened up? So do you have to untie the shel yad? And so chak lesakneb lelahatir shoyim. Only lechatrila dekedit. Now. We're going to start Simen Lamed Gimel, which, in order to understand what we're talking about, it would be preferable to see a few pictures, and then we will understand what we are talking about. Now, let us look here. So here in the Agdoma Pela Aloche, he says like this. First, we should know what we're talking about. This is a picture of the Tulan Shalosh. We have over here the Dalet Batim. This is fine. Now, we are going to discuss that we have here four Batim over here, and we are going to discuss different halachas if one or two or three of the batim, there was a cut in the wall of the batim. We'll see if a cut. One bias, two batim, three batim, or it matters how the cut was. But let's not, that we will learn in Simen Lamed Gimel. But so he says like this, in order that we should be able to know what we're talking about, understand this picture, so he just slit off the outside chalik of the bias, because what we're talking about, we're speaking about the inside chalik of the batim. The inside, so and now if we look inside the bias, we have here four batim, and now we will discuss if there was a kra, if there was a tear on the inside walls of the bias, what the din is. So we are going to speak about, we have here four batim, and we're going to speak about akra in the inside of the bais, what the din is. That is what the first Sif in Simen Lamed Gimel is all about. So now we know what we're talking about a little. Now let's start Simen Lamed Gimel. Now, Sif Aleph. In this Kalko Oyer Shel Shnei Batim Mibote Halosh. The oil of two batim of the Bote Halosh. We have in the four batim in the Bote Halosh. And there's a kilku in the oil of two batim. There's a kilku in two batim. Zeh Eitzel Zeh. And the kilku is one next to the other. Now, let us just see what we're talking about so far. That we have here four batim, and we have here one, two, three, four, and there's a rip in bias two, there's a rip in bias three. So that means that there's two batim, one next to the other, and each one, there's a rip in it. That's what we're speaking about. That's the case. That means on the outside it's Shalom al Yisrael, but if you'd open up the bias, you'd be able to see there's a rip here, there's a rip here. No. The rip started, there's a rip in the wall of the bias. There's a rip. In the bias we have four batim, and each bias has walls around it. And there's a rip in the inside of one of the walls. It could be a minute rip. That means this is the four batim. And there's a rip over here and a rip over here. So in bias two and bias three, one bias which is next to the other, there's a rip in each, there's a rip. There's a rip in two batim which are one next to the other. Now, Im atfilin yishonim, this we're going to explain later, if the tfilin are old, psulim, then it's possible. So you have two batim, and one bias is next to the other, and there's a rip in each bias, it's possible. V'im heim chadoshim, kshelim. But if it's new batim, it's kosher. Kozman Sha'ir Moshav Abatim Kayim. But it's good only if the whole problem is in the inside walls of the batim. But the Teture, there's nothing wrong with the Teture. That means that while the Machaba is saying, I'm going to tell you different halachas about rips in the batim, but it means the inside batim. The rip is only in the inside, but the outside has not been affected at all. So the Machaber speaks about the Teture is complete. There's no rip in the Teture. We'll see later. The Ramah says there's no rips on the outside cholokim of the whole bias. The rip is only in the inside, the fanness of the batim, and that's what we're talking about. See, if not, first of all, what we're talking about. So that is what the Mechaber says. And the Ramah says, Hagor, Gam Habatim Tzrichim Liyos Kayomim. Not only the Teture has to be complete, but the outside Chelek of the Batim also has to be complete. Yeah. Elo Shenikru Ktzat is a Kra in the inside Doifen of the Bayis. That's what we're talking about. V'yesh oimrim lehepach. Now we just said halach as follows. That if we have old tefillin, we don't know any reason. If we have old tefillin, and we have two batim, and there's a kra in one bias next to the other bias, that means, let's say, these are the two batim. You have a kra, let's say, on this side, Nakra on this side, but Al Kaponim, these two batim are one next to the other, then it's possible. then it's possible. Let us say, let's understand what we're talking about. What if I had two batim not next to the other? I have a kra over here, and I have a kra over here. So the kra is not in the two batim which are one next to the other. There's a bayis sholem in between. So if there's a bayis sholem in between, then it's kosher. So the vial, we're just saying halachas as follows. We just said that if you have two batim, one next to the other, and there's a kra in each bayis, so it seems each bayis already got weakened because of the kra, and you have nothing what to support them, so then it's possible by yishonim. If it's old, if you have a bias in between that doesn't have a kra, so even though there's a kra in this bias and in the third bias, the first and third bias, it's kosher. But that is only by old tefillin. By new tefillin, a filu, you'll have a kra and two batim, one next to the other, it's also good. That's what the Mechaber is saying. V'yesh oimrim lehepech. Others say, punkverkel, that by old tefillin, it's good, a kra and two batim, and by new tefillin, it's no good. B'chadoshim psulim. V'nirelid yesh lahachmer livsel b'shneim. Zokter emor. So since it's a machloikis, so he said, one should be machmer. So far we're going away from this halacha. So we're saying it's irrelevant if it's new tefillin, old tefillin. That means, but that is the halacha. If you have two batim, one next to the other, there's a kra in each bayis, it's possible. If you have a kra in two batim which are not one next to the other, one and three, so then it's kosher. And we're machmer side by new tefillin, side by old tefillin. Now, niskalko. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Niskalko, perish. She nifsak v'nasekra. There's a tear. There's a rip in the inside doifen of the bayis. Mibotei harosh. Avol im nasekra ba'bayis shel yah. But what if in the tefillin shel yad, here is a picture of the tefillin shel yad. You have one bias and there's one kra. So he says, then it's sich apostle. Apostle l'kul ha'ome b'chol inyim. Av sh'atiture kayemes, l'idome l'shavosh, v'nishtayim bo yoyed al kaponim eze batim shleimim. That means by the shel rosh. So we have a mile that there's four batim, so al kaponim, each one is mechazik the other. But by the tulin shel yad, it's only one bias, so there, one kra already. So the whole bias already becomes ra'ua, and it's posel. Zeh eitzel zeh. So when is it posel? Ratzalayma. The batim ein smuchim zeh lo zeh. The batim are close one to the other. Afilu im ein akroim smuchim, even though the kra is not samuch, kegoin shekra echad babay sheini bedoifnei hayimini, the kra sheini babay sagimul, loishna bedoifnei mini oyesmoli, afilu im kra zeh lamala vzeh lamata, so he's saying like this. We're saying if you have two batim, you have two batim, one next to the other. So it could be one kra is on the doifim hayimini, the other kra, the second bias is the doifim hasmoli, so theoretically they're not close, zeh lo zeh. It could be also that one is lemailo and one is lemato. In all these cases, it will be possible. And Avada Givis, if you have One is mamish next to the other. That means this bias over here is a kran, this type, and this bias is a kran, this type. It's a zikha posel. But that is this din. That is the din that we are speaking about. The choshkin im shneim ha'avir echot zekne gezet the posel. Shalom aleichem, ברוכים הבאים. Oh, Hashem.